Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Can we trade coffees?
Trade coffees?
Yours looks a lot bigger than what I have.
You need a large coffee.
We pulled into the driveway, I think, at midnight last night.
Midnight?
Yeah.
So you took a nap. You didn't get a full night's rest.
I'm going on 3 hours of sleep. Well, the one in the car. That one doesn't really count, though.
No, because it's not like restful sleep.
No,
right?
It's not. Because you kind of wake up and, where am I? And then you kind of doze back off. But we went. We saw The Outsiders, the musical, and are back to tell about it.
I can't wait.
I have a review for you.
Okay.
What's on my mind?
Like an official review?
I have two reviews.
What? What? What do you mean two?
I wrote a 9-word review.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a 9-sentence review.
Okay.
So you can pick which one you want.
I get to choose my own adventure?
I'll probably give you both.
Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yes. Because
I know that I love this show, so I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Because I went with, so Chad's from the Des Moines area. Mm-hmm. He goes to these media things all the time.
Chad Taylor is a connected gentleman, yeah. If you didn't know.
So I'm hanging out with other radio station folk, other morning show people from the Des Moines area. So we're all lamenting how tired, but how great it's going to be the next morning, which was a lot of fun. I met some of the bigger wigs at the Civic Center in Des Moines. And I'm like, hey, we love Broadway shows. Our morning show.
Yeah.
So keep hooking us up.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. We'll interview actors, right?
Yes.
We'll do it all.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great.
That's pretty cool. I think I want Chad to write an autobiography just so I can keep his story straight because he's got a lot of these connections of...
Just the random story, and he told it briefly. He got to go to the Grammys. Queen Latifah got him into an after party because the guest he was supposed to be with like didn't show up, the guy who had the ticket. And then he sat with Quincy Jones.
Sir, do you need a table? Come sit here.
Come sit here, young man.
And are they all really that nice? Because Hollywood, I don't know, from my point of view over here in Sleasland, doesn't seem like it's that nice of a place all the time.
I forget who he saw. Somebody at the House of Blues, and he's just standing next to Avril Lavigne.
He's like the Forrest Gump of pop culture.
He is the Forrest Gump of pop culture.
Oh, my gosh.
Chad Taylor is the Forrest Gump of pop culture. That's exactly right. You nailed it.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly who
nailed
he is.
It. Well, we'll have to bring that up because he's on at 9 o'clock today with tomorrow's hit music. Yes.
Can't wait.
Forrest Gump will be in the building.
Maybe he'll have a story for us.
How many Dr. Peppers did you have? Because they were free.
Yeah. Life's like a box of chocolates.
I had to go back to the White House again.
Again. And maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but I was looking at my little weather app.
Yes.
And I saw Friday, we got a little sunshine icon.
56 and sunny.
And a high of, okay, 56.
Friday, yes.
56. I think I'm going to put Friday. You could probably use the term I'm going to gift to you.
Is this a new word?
New word, but it's probably something that you've already done.
Okay.
House burping.
What's a house burp?
House burping is when you've been shut up all winter long, right? And then that first really nice day, you open up the windows and crack and you get some fresh air into the house. It never had a name before, but we did it, right?
So you're basically exhausting. You're letting out the bad, stuffy air and you're letting in the fresh air, thus the house burp?
Yeah. According to this, you can even do it in the winter, like just to get fresh air in. It doesn't have to be necessarily fresh spring air.
Right.
But it's good to get a little fresh air circulation in the house. I mean, I've even heard in colleges, they have those open air dorms where you sleep in the...
It's colder.
Cold.
It's dark in there. Yeah. It's more like a cellar.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is supposed to be good for you. So
interesting.
Maybe just do a little house burping.
I think we got a good little burp whenever it was those nice days in a row. We left that back screen door open.
You remember that?
Remember that?
We had a couple of days like that.
Yeah. That was like an extended belch. That was a locker.
That was a belt. That was a house
belt. That's like doing the alphabet.
That's house. That's disgusting.
But it feels so nice and fresh.
Maybe get a little house burp in later.
House burp would be great.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Settle a debate for me, please.
Okay.
Last night, a very... one of those busy evenings. We had parent-teacher conferences, and Audrey had practice after school, and a homework assignment that was like, I need help, Mom, Dad. So it was all hands on deck. And I knew going into it, it was going to be a busy night. So let's make it easy. Let's just do something in the old crock pot, right? I decided to do tacos. So I had like a beef birria roast.
Yeah.
So good. Easy. I forgot to start the crock pot, though.
Oh, no.
So I had to call, ask my husband to start it yesterday. But it's super simple. It's just a prepackaged. It's all seasoned. Just throw it in, start the crock pot. We're walking out of parent-teacher conferences. It's kind of a late night. I asked my daughter, like, are you hungry? I made tacos. And she's like, you didn't make tacos. Dad.
Uh-oh.
made tacos. And I was like, what about me? Yes, he started the crock pot, but I chopped like onions and cilantro and crumbled cheese, like fresh queso fresco.
You did the recipe.
I did the recipe.
Yeah.
And I bought the stuff.
I don't know. I think you're the sous chef and I think he's the chef.
Oh my gosh, you're on her side? I was like, you.
What did poor, poor Nick say? Did he defend your honor?
He goes, whoa. Like, he's not stepping into that one. He was like, no, I'm not going to say a word. Because all he had to do was put meat from plastic package into crock pot, click go. That was it. He was like, no, I did not make dinner. But he was not going to say a word and just see how the fight went between mother and daughter.
I like it. Like it a lot.
I will take sous chef, I guess. But I felt like I did
more. You were part of the team.
I did the heavy lifting on the meal.
You're the bar back. But he's Mr. Cocktail. He's hippie shake. You're cleaning the glasses.
Had he not started it,
you cut the garnish.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, technically, he made it.
He made it.
Because he cooked it. He took it from its raw state to its finished state.
He made dinner.
I'm not making you feel better, am I?
No. No. No.
How about I give you my review of The Outsiders?
That'll make me feel better.
Saw it last night at the Civic Center in Des Moines. It is running through March the 1st, which I believe is Sunday. Reminder, when you get tickets for a lot of the venues in Des Moines, don't use Ticketmaster. So make sure you're using the Civic Center's website.
Now that you say that, a lot of them don't. They do their own thing.
Yeah, just something to keep in mind. Here is my official review.
Are you going to start with the nine sentence or
I'm going to give it the nine sentence one.
Okay.
Set against the backdrop of a socioeconomic clash between the east and west sides of Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1967.
Ooh.
The Outsiders uses familiar sounding but completely original music to tell the story of a group of kids known as greasers just trying to survive. The production remains mostly true to S.E. Hinton's The Outsiders following the clash between the greasers and the socias. With nods to familiar themes of power struggle, coming of age, and self-discovery found in West Side Story, Stand By Me, and Great Expectations, this production is not to be missed. If not for just the four-minute choreographed fight scene that takes place in an actual thunderstorm live on stage.
Yes!
This is the piece of the show that everybody talks about.
Uh-huh.
There's a fight two-thirds of the way through where the greasers and the socias just have it out in what looks like a kind of a junkyard. It rains on stage. Their
lightning,
bodies are getting
thunder.
Wet.
Ugh.
And because everybody's in a like t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Like they're working on auto repair.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's to the T. It's exactly like the one we saw in New York City. It's fantastic.
I'm excited.
Now for my 9-word review. God, I'm tired, but it was so worth it.
That's the review we needed.
The Outsiders. See it in Des Moines.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
A dumpster fire early yesterday morning has forced Green Square Meals to close indefinitely.
What?
The closure impacts more than 100 people who rely on that location for a free meal. So the fire was outside the building. The smoke damage got into the kitchen. The kitchen is no longer sanitary, thus they cannot prepare the meals.
Oh,
so
my
they have
gosh.
To clean the kitchen to a sanitary food prep standard, which they believe will be a week or two. It's closed forever.
It's doable. Okay.
It's doable.
It's not that the kitchen's a total loss. Okay.
But when you have 100 plus people relying on that for their meal, and the request now from Green Square Meals is if another agency can help step
what can
up.
We do? Yeah.
Hopefully, like, could somebody pay for a food truck, right?
Oh.
It's portable.
Yeah.
Be in that area.
Bring it in and
do that for,
and don't
for
worry
a week
about
or two.
For your meal, just use
I would
food.
Hope so. Yeah. So that's kind of a story with a little bit of a community plea. If anybody can help out, be in contact with Salvation Army and Green Square Meals because they need
like
some help.
Hey, Willie Ray.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you need people there for at least a good week.
That's
plus.
That's a long time, yeah.
With spring break approaching, families may want to reconsider travel plans to Mexico. A cartel boss was killed Sunday in a gun battle with the Mexican military. That has ticked off the cartel members, so they're sealing roads off and setting vehicles on fire. We've had some coverage here. I don't know where, you know, Mexico's a big country.
Yeah.
So I don't know what particular state that's happening. But AAAI was like, hey, if you have anything booked, you at least have a little bit of time now to call airlines, hotels, crews, your vacation planner, just to see if you're in an impacted area. Because you also may be oblivious to this going on.
Absolutely.
But it's shut down some airports. I've been seeing some news reports, much like me, like they, people are trapped. They can't get out of Mexico right
yeah.
now. So whatever your spring break plans are coming up in March, if Mexico is in the plan,
wow, yeah.
check with whoever's providing or whatever you plan to do just to make sure everything is still going on as planned.
Hmm.
What's got us feeling all right? Week 7 of the Elevate Award with Mount Mercy University and Z102.9, and we are recognizing Olivia Weiss of Cedar Rapids, Washington.
What do we know about her?
I'm going to read some of her nomination. Olivia is truly deserving of every personal and academic accomplishment possible. She has overcome numerous obstacles and barriers to reach where she is today. In many instances, I've seen students in similar situations give up, but not Olivia. Her grit and determination drive her to write her own life's narrative. She's hardworking, intelligent, compassionate, and one of the most selfless 17-year-olds I've ever met.
Aww.
Olivia demonstrates a level of responsibility and perseverance that surpasses many adults I've encountered. Olivia is destined to be the change she hopes to see in the world.
That's high praise.
That is a ringing endorsement. Olivia has been awarded a $500 Elevate Scholarship if she so chooses to enroll in Mount Mercy University. If you'd like to know more about Mount Mercy University for your undergrad or for adult classes, they've got a great leadership program. Go to their website, mountmercy.edu, mtmercy.edu.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
February has been such a tragic month for celebrities. We've had a lot of celebrity deaths. And now another sad story. Martin Short's daughter, Catherine, has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. She was only 42 years old.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. She was one of three children adopted by Martin and his late wife, Nancy Dolman. She died of ovarian cancer back in 2010. His representative released a statement. Part of it said that Catherine was beloved by all and will be remembered for the light and joy that she brought into the world. Martin Short was scheduled to, he's on tour right now with Steve Martin. He was scheduled to do a show Friday in Milwaukee. That's been postponed. That's so hard.
So heartbreaking.
And I'm sure that there's a lot more of these coming up. I don't know how much.
Oh, the shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how much time
do you take off?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Taylor Swift is celebrating. She's had a lot of success with her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Big success now, following up The Fate of Ophelia, her first release from the album. Her song Opalite just reached number one on the Billboard. It's her 14th song.
Get out of here.
Had to be a number one. Yeah, she celebrated a little bit with a little post. Some behind the scenes moments of recording the actual music, behind the scenes of shooting the video for Opalite, which, you know, star studded.
That's what I loved when we saw, there were more lyric videos.
Yeah.
But just watching her creative process, she was sitting in a director's chair kind of talking through. She'll just make notes for ideas for songs years ago.
Explaining where the inspiration
comes. And then goes through the notebook.
Yeah. It is fascinating. The creative process, like where a brain like that gets
yes.
those ideas and how it works. This is the first time since her 1989 album back in 2014 that she's had two songs from the same album be number ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which actually kind of surprises me for her.
I think she has a lot of hits, just that coveted number one spot, right?
That's a hard thing
it
to hit.
Sells a lot.
Right.
Gets a lot of radio play, but sometimes doesn't make it all the way to number one. It still could be like a top 10 song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, totally. And Billboard magazine, the staffers were talking about how there could be more from the album, The Life of Showgirl, too. They were kind of analyzing after this Opalite hit number one, what could be next? Because there's a lot of great singles from the album. You could go with the title track, Life of a Showgirl, which she did a duet with Sabrina Carpenter. I think it should be her song Father Figure. I just like the swagger. I think she's just like, just playing herself kind of.
Right.
This kind of like bad
She can negotiate too, right?
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
She's got the cred.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that has
But that's Claire's pick or that Billboard's pick?
Billboard's, they did list it as a potential.
Okay.
I think it's probably going to be Life of a Showgirl because it's got Sabrina Carpenter on it as well. People like a little
That would make sense.
Cameo. Or Elizabeth Taylor.
That's that one was good.
That's probably my daughter's pick. A lot of good ones. Fans of Selena Gomez have what we call the ick. And it's not for Selena, but for her husband, Benny Blanco. He has a brand new podcast. He's working with Lil Dicky and Lil Dicky's wife on a podcast
Mrs.
called
Lil Dicky.
Ms. Lil Dicky. Podcast is called Friends Keep Secrets. And it's brand new, just started, but it's one of those podcasts where it's like they've got the audio podcast and then they've got a visual podcast as well. So during the first episode, Benny is seen lounging on the couch and his bare feet are exposed. And dude, his feet are so filthy, like visibly black dirt on the bottoms of his feet. And people are like, either you need to wear shoes, like wash the floors.
I'm guessing he walks around barefoot, but what is causing that? Unless he was just like out in the garage for a while.
It's probably not their home. Maybe it's a set. You know, like you're on set.
Sure.
There's lots of sawdust and it's
But
dirty.
I work out barefoot and I will like look at my foot when I'm done. It's not black.
These feet
Ugh.
Are so dirty. And if that wasn't enough, there was also a moment where Benny wanted to test how well the mics pick up sound. And so he put it to his rear end.
Is that Ms. Lil Dicky laughing?
Ms. Lil Dicky and Lil Dicky and Benny Blanco hanging out together on a brand new podcast called Friends Keep Secrets. After the first episode, Selena Gomez fans are like, ew, I would never let him touch me.
Is Selena going to keep Benny after that?
Will she get the ick? Everybody else has the ick. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Before we introduce the topic, you tell me Facebook isn't listening.
What?
I just refreshed my Facebook page and it brought up Mike Schulte's photo of here that he posted yesterday. Like sometimes the algorithm just pops things up.
That's kind of cool.
That's very cool, but also a little eerie.
It was just nice to have somebody like in studio. So he's actively in the trenches of parenthood where he's dealing with an issue and we're trying to help him out. It was fun to have him join us in studio and bring up this topic.
What I loved about it is because a lot of times people will solicit for Momtroversy and give us things to talk about. But when you know they're in the room,
mm-hmm.
when you're calling to talk to us, you're also talking directly to them. He was taking notes.
Yeah.
He was having people text him ideas.
You guys, this was really, really helpful for him as a father of two little girls. The two-year-old has no trouble eating. In fact, she can't eat fast enough. You can't put food in front of her fast enough. The four-year-old is going through that phase where she is really picky about what she's going to eat and what she's not going to eat.
One of the calls Mike loved, and we thought we'd share if you're dealing with a picky eater, had this advice.
So one thing that we did with all of our kids is we didn't offer a second option. We offered adaptations to what we were having. So like if it was spaghetti and we have a kid that absolutely hated sauce, we would keep it separate and then let them kind of decide what they wanted to add to it. Or if it was like a taco night and someone was very picky about what they wanted on it, they could have just the meat and cheese. But we didn't do separate meals because I just figured that was...
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
More work.
Yes. So customize
your
order,
basically. But we just adapted what we had.
Yeah.
So it may be maybe a cheeseburger night or like if you did... like a fettuccine or something, we keep everything separate, and then they could pick how they wanted to, like, dress their plate individually. So it kind of pulled them into the process of making their plate and putting it together.
And then they have ownership of it. I created this meal, and I helped, right?
Right.
And I think at 4 years old, she'd understand that, too.
Yeah.
All right, great ideas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye. Yeah, there's something about that customization component that rung true with Mike, and I'm wondering if have you ever had to use that in your house?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way. Like, for a pasta night, burgers, even tacos last night.
Don't
like,
pre-make.
Yeah. Let them decide what they want on it. I'm not going to make a bunch of different meals. I was going down that road for a while.
Yeah.
And that is just, that's no way to live, moms and dads.
No, and that's, it just shows one kid, like, just complain enough and you'll get exactly what you want.
Yeah, no. But if you can customize a meal and make it something that's closer to what you want, there, easy.
That's our question for everybody. Our dad, Traversy, helping out Mike Schulte from the Pork Tornadoes. How should he be dealing with his four-year-old who is a picky eater? If you have a suggestion, call us at 200-1029.
I have three kids, 6, 5, and a baby. We have gotten to the point that we just choose our battles. Like, I put it in my shoes. I'm not eating something that I don't want to eat, so I don't force them to eat anything they don't want to eat. If you're hungry, you're going to eat. If you're not hungry, then don't eat.
So don't turn it into a battle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm conscious about what I cook. You know, if I know that they're not going to eat something, I ask them, what do you want? And we have, like, safe options. You know, we have the macaroni and cheese cups. And, you know, we have cereal. They never say no to cereal. So if you're not going to eat a meal, grab a banana, eat a bowl of cereal for supper. I don't care. But
yeah, but we're not going to fight about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
We don't force food either because I'm like, I don't want to, you know, turn it into something later in the future.
Well, that's the trauma thing we were talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Give trauma to your kids. Yeah.
I mean, legit, that is why I do not like tomatoes. That was forced upon me as a kid.
Poor baby.
Because they grew them in the garden and I didn't respect the work that went into that tomato.
Do you know what we did to create this vegetable slash fruit?
I don't comprehend, nor do I care, but I have to eat it. Thanks for calling,
Mom. Exactly. That's why I cannot look at bologna.
Oh, same thing. Yes.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Do you know the work that went into making this girl and this bologna? Come on.
Sick. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You too.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Courtesy of the drummer of the Pork Tornadoes, who, by the way, have a show at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up on Saturday. Tickets still available through Ticketmaster. But Mike Schulte came in studio to provide us tales of his kitchen woe.
Yeah, because...
Or dining room, maybe?
Dining room woe. It's hard when a kid kind of makes up their mind that they're not going to do something. And for him, his kiddo... It's certain foods. You can never tell, too, which food she's going to say, nope, I'm not eating that. So how does he approach that situation with a picky eater?
One of the calls we got yesterday didn't have a solution right out of the gate, but had some context for us.
Hi, I wish that I had, like, the perfect solution. And after four kids, you think I would by now, but I
yes.
don't. Sometimes I would go and, like, squish their tummy and be like, oh, you have room for three more bites. And they'd giggle and think that was the greatest thing ever.
Squish the tummy. I love this.
There's room.
Yeah, but it is not just stubbornness. This is actually evolution. It's a natural defense kids develop in, like, ages 2 to 6 because they're moving around more. And it honestly makes no sense because, like, 2 and 3 year olds, all they do is put things in their mouth.
Yeah.
But this was to prevent them from potentially eating poisonous plants or dangerous things as they started to move around.
This is, like, biological. They can't even help it, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she said she got that off of a podcast.
Interesting.
Where, because I noticed this with, I think, my niece, Lizzie, more than my nephew, Pete. She, about that age, she would always smell the food first.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that smells. Was, and I don't think that was taught. Like, I think that's a nature nurture. Like, maybe that was evolutionary for her.
Well, and for this age, too, textures are a big thing. So I notice a lot of kids, like, maybe don't like the texture of meat.
Right.
So that's a hard sell. For certain things, like it's little things that they don't like this, even though you served it last week. Well, now I don't like it.
It's one thing to do the old here comes the airplane, right? That works up to what, maybe age 2?
Yeah.
But maybe, especially at 4 or 5, where they're getting a little more aware of their surroundings and aware of their world. Maybe, though, you still need to trick them just a little bit, as in this example.
None of them wanted my potato salad. The two younger ones didn't want my potato salad initially, but Dad would say, oh, this is so good. This is mine. I'm not sharing. And then he'd say, well, I guess you could have some because you made it. And things like that.
Ah, so.
And
putting on a little production in front of them, and which then kind of keep like, well, I'm missing out on something.
Kind of piques their interest.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
What are Mom and Dad talking about here?
Yeah, and so. And eventually, they just eat it.
It worked.
They asked for it.
All right.
Hey, it takes a little bit of strategy, but you got there, right?
And people want what they can't have.
Yeah.
That's just human nature.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate the information. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That is interesting that you actually withhold the thing they don't want.
Yeah.
Or show them that other people are enjoying it.
No, you can't have it.
Yeah, you can't.
But that
we made this special, so I know you don't like it anyway. So we're just gonna, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe, why are you guys so into it?
Adults only, you know, that is human nature to a T.
Yeah, that's it. Of all of the calls, that's the one that I'm very intrigued by.
Yeah.
That idea of like, well, they already don't want it. So by basically not giving it to them, they're going to eventually want it.
It's like, do you remember like when your parents would have cocktails? I was very interested. Like, ooh,
oh, sure.
What's this drink? Ooh, that's, it's special.
It's just for parents. Yes.
Ooh.
And by that point, then you're like, well, I want to be like you.
Yeah.
So, but I guess you could try that with a chicken nugget.
Why not try it with whatever you're trying to serve for dinner?
A Brussels sprout.
This is just for the adults.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.